some sound effect.
Hello, people. Welcome back to this Daily Scuff podcast, where today, Josh forgot to write a script or do research at all, so we're just going to wing it.
So, shout out to Phobies for making me not want to edit last week. And that's why this episode is coming out with the other episode.
Yeah.
Just if you're curious. Listen.
Hello, everybody. Don't mind the awkward silence. Today, we're in a country where everything wants to kill you. So, yeah. Here we are.
With all these filters going on in our very totally productive Google Meet that nobody can see right now. Yeah, you can see we're already getting Australian out here.
Yeah, especially when Andrew's a strawberry. Jesus, oh Lord, be gone.
So anyways, they got some pretty nifty animals. They got wild Jasons, they have turtles, tortoises, koalas, kangaroos.
Perry.
True.
So, yeah. And everyone else in this Google Doc does not want to talk.
You are my dad, yeah.
Okay, welcome to the British nuclear bomb site.
Is that in Australia?
Also prison.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of getting bombed with things that shouldn't exist. Nuclear, for example, testing. Jason's wild Nokia brick.
Oh my god. Yeah. What happened to Nokia brick?
We didn't do any research, so here we are.
We can talk about
Steve's gonna detonate it. Okay.
Steven's gonna detonate it. Help.
Did fight in World War One because of British people.
Help, Steven's gonna detonate it. Steven, don't do it.
Steven, why would you though?
German. I don't want to blow up. I don't want to blow up Lance style.
Back on with the episode that is very much scuffed.
Yeah, because I was at baseball practice.
I'm a tree stump.
I'm a tree stump.
Oh, what in the world?
So anyways, they eat some questionable things. I'm pretty sure they practice cannibalism there. That's not
Steven, that made that bomb!
And as you can see, they love bombs.
Yeah, and also Andrew tried to burn his kitchen. We don't see anything.
So anyways, our whole cast is being like good Australians and absolutely...
Isn't this just Florida?
This one time, I tried to fight with a koala, and
Andrew,
then,
be quiet.
And then I died. So then I decided to respawn. But the thing was, I was in hardcore mode.
Very touching and compelling story, Andrew.
Yes, very much.
Yeah!
Yeah, well, ooh, you had it coming, and you only had your-
Hot diggly dog!
Hey, that's my line. You stole that, Josh.
Hot diggly dog!
Any more traumatic stories?
Let's see, one time, I fell on a Nokia phone, and it broke my whole entire spine.
And yay!
Yeah, you had it coming. You only had yourself to blame.
You guys wanna watch me cook rice? Yeah. Simulator?
We know you have a rice cooker, so just stop.
Alright, so anyways, getting back on track with the episode that is still here, and I'm still recording at this current moment. And I've recorded all you guys talking about your weird stories about tripping on a Nokia brick and absolutely cracking your spine to death.
I'm just playing Roblox.
And playing Roblox.
Yeah, we know. You told us.
Thank you. Thank you, Austin.
A horror game.
Thank you.
So anyways, like Austin said at the start, literally everything wants to kill you. Like, for some reason, Australia just has everything that wants to kill you.
Including the people.
There's snakes in your toilet.
There's Florida people in your toilet, Josh.
Spiders in your toilet.
There's big black men in you.
What?
Nothing.
Stop. We don't need Aussie man reviews to watch this bit to watch this podcast and just make a video out of this.
But any attention is good attention if you think about it.
This is a Spotify. No one watches this.
At least
man,
six.
Who cares? One time I started a podcast and someone made an allegation against me that I did something to Obama.
Yeah.
You did do something to Obama.
Okay, if we make a single threat to anyone in power in this country, the people, the police is gonna go here and question us.
The Pope.
Anyways.
I am power.
Anyways, looking at Andrew's face reminded me that the Sydney Opera House is a thing.
Oh gosh, Andrew's so stupid.
Where they do opera, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I don't know what anyone expected.
It just looks like a boat that crash landed in.
It's an esports place.
Very nice.
Why are you holding that book?
Because he can.
Why are you looking at a book of quantum mechanics, Steven? Please explain yourself.
He felt like it. He's getting Australian.
Anyway, speaking about science, Australia got nuke tested by the British.
Correct.
And they also sent all the British prisoners to Britain after they couldn't send them to America. So yeah, Australia is full of criminals and radiation.
Look at my snacks, you guys!
Yes, that was a joke. Why do you have lava cake?
I jumped into the microwave with them!
I'm so confused.
We don't need to know your quantum theory, Steven.
He needs to know.
Oh, and speaking of lava cakes, there's nearly 150 volcanoes.
Nah, really?
I just ignore the Kiwis to the south. I mean, to the west.
Yeah, no one cares about the Kiwis enough.
I agree.
And also, genuine question. If the bird kiwi ate a kiwi fruit, would that be cannibalism?
Yes.
No.
They're named after each other, then. Yeah.
It's like saying a dog ate a dog-shaped cake and it's cannibalism.
Well, it is.
A dog ate a dog named cake.
At least it's not...
I think it's not wrong.
Not chocolate.
It's like Josh eating a... Another Josh.
Ha!
You don't make the sound better, you make the sound worse.
my doggy is kangaroo in Australia?
I think there's a better analogy for this.
Anyways,
I got Icarus last night.
Whatever.
All of Australia is the Outback. You can't change my mind. Other than
Outback Steakhouse?
Wait, be quiet.
No, stop. We don't need Outback Steakhouse in there, probably overpriced
up. Yeehaw, Outback Steakhouse.
Wait, is this Golden Sword?
Everyone be quiet, let Steven cook up this
bag. It's not Golden.
Nah, I can cook better, Jason.
Wait, did someone say they have Texas Roadhouse bread?
Better, no matter what you do.
Texas Roadhouse bread?
Jason, I can cook better. I can cook better.
Oh my god!
Everyone be quiet, let the master cook.
Who's that?
Kago.
Let me
just saying that like you've never met him in your life. Are we just gonna do this awkward silence for this episode or what?
I'm playing with Hot Wheels.
I'm in a closet recording this.
Why are you in a closet, Austin?
Yeah, you're saying.
Cause he can.
What do you think? Recording closet.
Gotcha. I thought you were doing something else, but okay.
I ran out of
money! I just got sucked into the abyss!
What?
Yay!
You're not playing Deep Pokemon.
And
he doesn't even have Deep Pokemon!
Matthew's getting sucked into the abyss. I'd like to take the time and say we have a special guest here. His name is Jason. How Jason? Same thing.
How? How do you do how?
Be
quiet, Josh.
You be quiet.
And he is going to talk a teeny bit more about Australia, where he totally is from.
Origin research.
Okay,
I'm gonna pull up Safari just to find the research for Australia in the middle of the recording.
Yeah, Australia has a lot of weird people.
Namely you,
like yourself?
No friendly fire, Austin.
There are 3,000 species of spiders in Australia.
You guys want to see my olive oil seasoned seaweed?
Yeah.
Jason, let me
Why the white people oil?
Let me cook.
You are not Vietnamese! Totally.
Death to the Vietnamese. Right, you should have the Northern Communist one.
What? It's illegal to wear hot pink pants on a Sunday after midday.
Wait, so people are like Barbie over there?
No, it's they illegal can't. To wear hot pink hot pants on a Sunday after
yeah,
midday.
Barbie. Girly.
It's illegal.
So being Barbie is illegal?
Yeah, you missed like every
Yeah, on Sunday after midday.
Yeah, makes sense. Go back home from church. Stop wearing your hot huggies.
Guys, look at my Chick-fil-A sauce!
No, very cool. It's not relevant.
In Victoria, Australia, it is an offense to fly a kite.
An offense? Yes, offense is the best defense. Oh, sorry, I think you mean offense.
So, if I see a child playing with a kite, am I supposed to smack him?
Yes.
Remember in my state report, I said that in Alaska, it's illegal to get a
Oh, yes. It's illegal for a person to have more than 50 kilograms of potatoes in one place.
Jason, let me cook.
So apparently 50 potatoes in my bedroom is a capital crime?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Australia, the land of burning coal and hoping that the global warming doesn't exist because it's Australia. What do you expect out of them?
Jason. They're upside down. Their brain is upside down, too.
You should be a doctor of the future, Austin.
Anyways,
that announces cancer.
Errol Baskin's here!
I don't know what the poison, but okay.
Yo, you personally, like, I can play the cable.
I'll
play a Ghostbuster movie.
You need a summon?
Andrew, does your parent even care what you do?
No. His parents do not care what he does.
After doing a bit of research, we have,
My mom's out.
My mom
will literally shot me dead on the spot if she finds me with a knife and... and like a lemon squeezer. Like, she'll literally pull out her magnum and shoot me dead, bro.
It's a lemon squeezer!
Oh, the strychnine tree.
Anyways, what other stuff do we have about Australia?
Oh yeah, the most painful plant in the world.
You guys
wanna
watch me lick this lemon raw?
Yeah.
Ripley Wilderness. And now he's suffering. Or he was.
Guys, wanna watch me lick this lemon raw?
No, I want you to be quiet.
Bite into it.
Bite into it.
Anyways, while Steven is teaching us about quantum physics, it's a good time to mention. Since we all know about Australian people, we all know that their math is very terrible.
Yeah, totally, and I can prove this.
Do you know this from firsthand?
I'll answer correctly.
Yes, I know this firsthand.
Why'd you guys make me bite the lemon? Now my canker sore hurts.
Haha.
Good for you, bud.
Oh, you have a canker sore? Okay.
Bite that lemon more.
Yeah, you ever heard of drinking water?
Well spotted.
Anyways, they are very lactose tolerant over there, so...
He is right behind you.
They can drink a lot
Excuse
of milk.
Excuse me, Austin. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, they can drink a lot of milk over in Australia. You know what they can't drink a lot of?
Hey.
What?
Right now.
Probably Marmite, not gonna lie.
Marmite?
No, Steven!
Steven, no, this is an international treatment.
Wait, did someone say Thermite? I love eating Thermite.
No, I said Marmite.
I feel like
it's Marmite. Yeast that they like to sprinkle on toast. Because toast is basically their natural dish at this point.
True.
Toast? They I'm not eating toast.
They eat toast with sprinkles.
It's fairy bread. That's basically a cake.
It's fairy bread.
It's basically a cake.
Yeah, the white bread. That's all
good. Well, fairy bread is so good.
No, we also meat pie because meat pie.
meat pie, like a shepherd's pie? That was fun.
No, probably yes. Not.
Yes, it's probably similar. We don't do research because of, yeah.
Speaking of Josh failing on his job, did you know that at least like 50% of Australians, at least 50%,
I'm here.
Like Josh?
Why are you making lemon water?
What that?
You're supposed to put a lemon in the water.
No, he just wants the sourness. He just wants the sourness.
But I'm making lemonade!
Bro, just squeeze the lemon.
Which is not a lemonade hater.
Squeeze the lemon.
Sour water.
Okay, when are we gonna get Andrew's depression diagnosis?
I mean, we have a toxic homology here. So, like, you can give him a suicide poison.
If I watch a seed drop into my water, I don't think you guys will ever be seeing.
Does Steven realize he's muted, or does he know?
I'm pretty sure he knows.
Yeah,
anyways, what other facts do we have about Australia before this ends?
Australia is Australia.
Cool, yeah.
Australians have a very funny accent, and they might pee in jars.
Jerody!
Okay, not to be confused with Austria, where a certain painter comes from.
True.
Yeah!
And on that...
A certain painter who got rejected from art school.
About Austria! Austria's the next episode!
No, it's not. But on that very boring note, this is the end of the episode. I hope Josh writes a script next time.
Yeah, Josh.
This is dumb.
Yeah, Josh.